so thankful I'm married to a man that entertains me.
Yeah.
The Lord woke me up at 3:33 this morning. Trinity, 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 3:33. And he said, assessment culture. And I know it's him when it's something I wouldn't have thought of. But I think we have to be careful not to assess the things of God. You know, God knows more than we do. And we got to be careful that we don't come into church and assess the service. Come into people's lives and assess where they are. Assess what we think the Lord wants us to do. You know, whatever you're seeking first is what you're going to try to assess. You know? If you are seeking healing in your life, you're seeking that first, and that is going to order everything else in your life, and your life's going to be out of order. Mm. If you seek first the kingdom, then that brings everything into godly order. If you're seeking first that your husband will get saved and he'll get right, it's all out of order. Because you're putting that first. That's what you're seeking. Let's be careful not to judge and assess in this culture. Because that's what our culture is. You know, we have spin doctors on TV all day long that'll tell us what they think is going on. What matters is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says, then all these things will be added to you. So let's be sure we put first things first, get the kingdom first, and ask him, Lord, what do you want? What's in your mind? Mm-hmm. What do you have for me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to today? Get the kingdom first. Get our minds off of our problems, our group, our little world, mm-hmm. and get a kingdom mindset again. You know, we quote that all the time, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know. We quote it, but do we live it? Is it ordering our day? Is every day the kingdom coming first? So let's just pray a second. Lord, please forgive us for being an assessment culture. Father, we just ask you to break that off of us. Give us your kingdom mindset again in Jesus' name. Lord, help us to seek your kingdom first and your righteousness. And then we know our day is ordered rightly. And all these things will be added to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, in connection to that, you remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. So in other words, everything in this world in which we live, in the world in which you live, is changing. Doesn't look like it's changing, but things are changing. They're changing. They're moving. They're fluid. He said, but my word will never pass away. And then he said that in this world in which we live and in our own personal kingdom, our own personal life, he said that things would not come to a culmination until all of his word would be fulfilled. All of his word. So with those two directions from the Lord, what do you think our focus should be on? Should it be on trying to alter situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in? Should that focus be upon our own lives and the the things that happen in our own lives on a day-by-day basis, should that be our focus? Should our focus be upon our family and the people in our family and how well they're doing? Certainly all those things are important. There's no doubt about it. But there is a level of priority, everybody say priority, that we must understand as kingdom people to be able to live in such a way to receive the maximum benefits of the covenant that Jesus Christ died to secure for you. All right, there are many people that don't experience the blessings of the covenant of God, of a relationship with God, because they have something else in a prior, they have something out of the priority level, operating out of the priority level that God would have it operate in. That could be my sickness. My focus is on my sickness. Well, certainly I understand sickness is a challenge. I do understand that. But if our focus is on that and on our healing and how that's affecting our day-by-day life, then we have exalted that. I'm not denying its reality, but we have exalted that into a position that it was never designed to operate or function in. Does that make sense? It was, even though it's real, even though it has an effect on your daily life, it was never intended to be your focus. A death of a loved one. Those things are devastating. They're real. They're powerful. They have an impact on our life. I preached a funeral yesterday. Tim Jeton's mom, Jordan's grandmother. And, you know, one of the things I talked to them about was a fossil. There's no, you know, if you go down to the creek and you find a fossil, then there's no doubt that you can see the impression that was made by a living organism that was there. The living organism's no longer there, but you can see the impression that that living organism made. It altered, it changed the landscape that it lived in. And that's kind of the way a life is. But people were never intended. They're a blessing and God uses them, but they were never intended to dictate our joy, our responses, our decisions, our actions. They were never intended to dictate that place. They were never intended to operate there. I realize I've lost loved ones that were very close to me. I understand the pain and the challenge that the change brings. Pastor Bob, some of you don't realize Pastor Bob and Velma lost a daughter. And that leaves that's a tremendous battle. That's a tremendous change that comes in someone's life. But we were never intended to do like Terah, Abraham's father, did, which is be on the way to somewhere that God is taking us and make camp somewhere, never get where God's taking us, make camp somewhere and name that camp. Terah named that camp that he made after his son that had passed away. He made camp there. And he lived the rest of his life right there in that camp. God is calling us as a people to understand priority. How many of you want to be promoted and be successful? Then the first thing you have to do is understand kingdom priority. First of all, you got to get in the kingdom. You know what I mean? You got to get in the kingdom. Because God's not fooled by our rhetoric, and he's not fooled by our talk. He's not fooled by our motions that we go through. He's not fooled by our religion. This is a God who looks into the heart, who lives into the recesses of the heart. He looks there and he understands exactly what the center of our motivation is at any given time. He said, I even know the word that's going to come on your tongue before you even speak it. I know every word that's going to come out of your mouth. He said, how can he know that? Because he's a master of understanding the human heart. So therefore, he can predict. It's almost like a father sitting on a porch watching his son play in the yard. And the father knows his son so well. He's got a friend sitting next to him. He knows his son so well, he says, now watch him. He sees him do something, he goes, now watch him. This is what he'll do next. This is what he'll do with that thing. And then the son will do it. Well, that's imperfect knowledge of us, where we know our children, but God knows us, everything about us. And he knows exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to respond before we do. That's another key to God being able to judge the world. Some people say, well, what if God did this and what if God did that? And maybe the way he dealt with people wasn't fair. God knows how people are going to respond before he ever does anything. And that plays hugely into God's judgments. He knows what's going to work and what's not going to work before he ever puts it into place. And he can see if a heart has come to the place where it's unrepentant. Okay? Where it's reprobate. But if we want to be successful in this world, we must understand kingdom priority. What is the priority? What are the priorities of our life? Well, Rhonda talked about it. The Bible says, of course, seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. All what? All those other things that we've got out of priority that we're worried about, concerned about. Get your priorities back the way they're supposed to be, and the door is open. We're in a season of open doors. When you get things back in priority, then the door opens up for the power of God to flow through your life, for the power of God to change you, for the power of God to use you, for the power of God to move in your circumstances and situation, and for the power of God to display for Jesus, to magnify Jesus in and through your life. Now today, and if God allows me, I'll talk about this next week, but I was going to talk about kingdom promotion today, but I'm not going to rush it. I need to have more time to flesh this out. But what you said is right. If you want to have the doors open in your life, if you don't, continue to operate out of priority. The Bible says that God is a jealous God. That turned off Oprah Winfrey. I'm glad that God is a jealous God. I'm glad. I love that song when we sing it. And I don't take it to be me focused, but when we sing that song, he is jealous for me. I don't see as that being me as the center of the universe. I'm glad that he's jealous for me. Because there was a time I didn't want to have anything to do with him, but he still pursued me. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he's not the kind of dad that doesn't care what happens in my life and doesn't care about the decisions I make. I'm glad that he's a God that does care. And the Bible says he's a jealous God. And he's a jealous God because he loves us. And he wants very deeply and powerfully to manifest himself in your life and for you to understand his love. The Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul talked about, he prayed a prayer that we would know the love of God. The height, the width, the depth, the dimensions. I heard a guy preach on it one time, said, I know the dimensions of the love of God that are without understanding, that we will always be falling into. Isn't that awesome? You're not going to come to the end of your knowledge of God someday and say, I know it all. God is a big and huge God. And he wants to do powerful things through your life. But you can't have your girlfriend first. You can't have your problems first. You can't have your setbacks first. You can't make demands upon God. God, I'll do something if you'll do this. Now, he'll deal with a baby or an unbeliever sometimes that way. But when we become believers in his family, that's not really the way he operates. Well, I tell you what, then. I'll do this if you'll do that. And like I said, an unbeliever, maybe. Us, no. God says, I expect you to understand kingdom order. Everybody say kingdom order. Kingdom order. Kingdom order. Kingdom order. And I expect you to operate according to kingdom order. So there are people here, the reason that word came out today, and that's what the Lord wants us to focus on, is there are people today that are trying to get God to bless things that are out of order. And this is a season where God's saying, man, your promotion is on my list. It's on my to-do list. God wants to promote us. Now, next week we're going to talk about what promotion is because I don't think we know what it is. But he says, your promotion is on my heart. during this period of time. And he is saying to receive it, you must position for it. And one of the ways you position for it is operating in kingdom order, kingdom priority. God first. One of the ways that we show God is first is we obey his word. Logos and rhema as expressed through the Logos word. Okay, whatever he speaks to us, we do. Whatever he says to us, we test through the Logos. We obey the word of God. Okay? Secondly, we love our family. We put them above ourselves. We trust God to take care of our needs. Do you have needs? You bet you do. God understands that. How do I get my needs met in the kingdom of God? Not by putting you first and exalting yourself. That's not how you get them met. You get met by putting him first and the people that God has put in your life second. All right? And then that's how he meets your need. He will not ignore your need. He may not meet it exactly how and at the timing you think he will. Anybody ever figured that out with God? But he will do it. Because God is digging deep wells nowadays, brothers and sisters. This is a word that the Lord told me not long ago. I am digging deep wells. Deep wells. God's digging deep wells in you. God's digging deep wells of production and drawing of his spirit. And so you're going to have to let patience have its perfect work so that you can be mature and complete, lacking what?
Nothing.
Lacking nothing. How many of you want to get to the place where you're lacking nothing? Really want to get that? Well, then get into kingdom order. Get into kingdom order. It will open the door for you. Now, for those of you that are married, your wife is second, your children are third, all right? And then here you come. I don't like the, you know, we have the big I am second campaign, and I understand what they're trying to do, but it's really wrong. I'm not second. I'm somewhere third, fourth, somewhere down there. Okay? And so it's not real until we get into that order. There are doors open over your life, Charles Chadha. And God says, I have a desire to bless you. It's within my plan. You say, God, what do I have to do? Nothing. It's supernatural. But operate in kingdom order. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, operate in kingdom order. God's blessing, God's work in your life is going to be supernatural. But the way that the door is open is you operating in kingdom order. The salvation of the lost that we read about a while ago is not a priority in the body of Christ. It's high in the order of the kingdom. It's a high priority. All right, you know why we're hitting these statistics? Because we've got ourselves first or second. That's why we're hitting. Well, we've got ourselves probably first, saying, Lord, I don't really want to inconvenience myself. I don't want to be inconvenienced. The idol of convenience. We've got to tear it down here in America. As we're praying over the city, you intercessors, I'm going to meet with the intercessors after church today. As we are praying over this city and over this nation, we must tear down the idol of convenience. We must come against that spirit. And break that thing, especially off the body of Christ. If we could get it broken off the body of Christ, the world will change. The world will change because the body of Christ will be full of so much power and anointing. It will take ground in Jesus' name.